This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every week we're joined by our resident screen buff Ads for the freshest movie news, a look at what's been in hitting cinemas and what's topping the box office. Let's roll the reel. Do you like that, Ads?
I absolutely love it, and I always love being here for this segment. It's so much fun.
It is fun. Now, there's a new superhero team in town, and the audience has certainly showed up for it. Tell us about that.
Oh, they certainly did. So, new Marvel movie, Fantastic Four First Steps, and it actually made a massive opening weekend here in Australia, 6.44 million.
Oh, wow.
And it's the biggest movie at the moment. And it's doing similar things to Superman, which opened a few weeks before. And fans are absolutely loving it, Warren, because – and Mum and I went to go and see it last week. Mm-hmm. And the thing I like about it the most is it goes back to basics and it's its own self-contained story, because a lot of the Marvel cinema movies sort of interconnect and it gets a bit confused with people.
And if you don't – like me, I don't know all of them. No. You go along and you think, what's that? And you ask too many questions.
Like,
shut up. Stop asking.
So it's similar to Iron Man in that it's a self-contained story.
Brilliant.
And it's done really well.
We love self-contained. What are the reviews like?
The reviews are very strong. So it I think it's 87% critic score.
Oh, wow.
But the important thing here, I don't tend to go off the critic scores a lot of the time. I look for the audience score.
Right.
Because they're verified scores. So it's actually people that go and see the movie. It's not fake reviews.
Okay,
right?
So it's the real one.
It's the real one.
What are the audience
think? And it's 93%.
Oh, wow.
Which, similar to Superman, is very high. So finally, we have two superhero films that are doing well. However, Warren, I've got some bad news.
What's the bad news?
I think people are suffering from superhero fatigue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, but well, if we are, we might like some horror movies instead. So this week's horror intro, I know you're a fan of horror.
Yes.
Isn't just about haunted houses.
It is. Oh, do you know what? I saw the trailer with my mum when we saw, I don't know if it was Fantastic Four, I think it was a movie before that, and we sort of got a bit creeped out. I don't usually get creeped out, but it's about bodies and how they get twisted and there's something's causing it to they've sort of formed together and morph into one. It's quite twisted.
What's it called?
It is called Together.
Together. Okay. So who are the stars in it?
It is a real-life couple, Dave Franco, who I love, and Alison Brie. And they a pair, a couple who move to the countryside.
Oh, goodness, the tree changes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And guess what? They're stuck in the countryside and all this weird stuff's happening. Oh. I can't wait to see it.
So how does it happen? Does it mess with their minds? What to do?
I think, it does mess with their minds, but it starts to change their flesh.
Oh, okay. Right.
It does sound quite awful. So it's body horror meets relationship drama. And it's,
Okay. First date movie?
No.
Okay.
Oh, actually, do you know what, Warren? I'll take that back.
You would.
I would, because I'd love to hug onto someone or whatever. Or they can hug onto me, whatever.
All right. We're chatting with Ads about the latest movie releases and what's hot at the Aussie box office at the moment. It's not often a movie with no capes or dinosaurs becomes a global sensation, but this Chinese movie is doing that. Tell us about this.
Well, so showing only at Hoyt's, it's called The Light Chi Road. And it's been rolled out, I think it was released worldwide on July the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part coming of age, part magical realism. And it's going to hit Aussie audiences too.
Fantastic. This is good, isn't it, from a diversity perspective?
Oh, 100%. So you notice, Warren, there's a lot of films that are starting to come out from India, from China, Spain, from different parts of the world, which is really good.
Okay, great. So how did the rest of the top 10 shape up over the weekend?
Okay, so it's no surprise. The top two films are the two superhero films. Listen to me, superhero fatigue. But the reason why I say that, Warren, is the global success isn't as strong as they would like.
Okay,
but,
all right.
Fantastic Four, First Step, 6.44 million, number one.
Right.
Number two, Superman, 2.18 million. And guess what? It's made a total of 20 million, which is pretty amazing.
That's amazing. Where's the dinosaurs?
The dinosaur comes in at number three, Jurassic World Rebirth.
I want to see it.
Oh, do it in 4DX.
Yeah. Yeah, I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah, and you'll get like spat on.
Oh. It'll be dinosaur saliva. Yeah.
F1 the movie, Brad Pitt, amazing at number four.
Uh-huh.
And I can't say the next one at number five. Sayara? Yeah, is it number five?
Okay, fantastic. Any other notes we need to know there?
So if horror isn't your thing, don't worry about it. Rebel Wilson, Australia's very own, stars a secret agent, maid of honour, taking on mercenaries at a wedding on Bride Hard.
Okay, fantastic. Ads, love chatting with you. What are you going to be watching this week?
I'm going to go and see Together, and I do like things hard, but Bride Hard, Rebel Wilson.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week here on Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.